Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
The next aspect I got down here is the square, which would be the circle divided up by four.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, the square.
Yeah, Walter?
So the square is actually like a tetragon. It is separated by 90 degree angles. And it's four signs apart. And actually, when I messed up my knee, there was a square happening that day. Which is funny because I didn't pivot. I just left it like fixed, 90 degrees.
What planetary energy is the energy of a square?
Mars, baby.
Mars.
Yeah, so keywords to go with that would be blocked, restricted, challenged, difficult, different, elusive, disharmony. It's
a battle.
The what?
A battle.
Yeah. It's considered a hard aspect. And it's based on the three modalities.
Inharmonious. Harsh.
Yeah. So you could have the a cardinal square, a fixed square, or a mutable square. What do you think a fixed square's main problem is?
Too rigid. Yeah, too stubborn, too rigid. Can't get out of like a situation, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
stuck. Get stuck in situations and stuff like that. Yeah.
Surprisingly, I like the square. I don't shy away. I mean, it's not ideal, you know, to have it in a chart, but if you know, after some time, if you learn to deal with it. I have a square as well. Moon, sun, moon. No, actually a lot of people have sun, moon squares.
Yeah, I have a sun, moon square as well.
Malefics that are present in squares actually make it worse.
Yeah. And benefics that are present in squares make it better.
Yes. Yes. Squares are powerful but challenging. Power that could be used for good.
Mm-hmm.
Tension is a useful thing. Can you see tension as being useful, D?
Yeah, because it makes you want to get out of that tension. It sparks movement.
I'm glad you said that, D, because my next thing I have down here is tension is what spurns action. It makes us grow and become more of the person who you was meant to be.
Yeah. So squares have the strongest activity, whether they should be indicative of good things or base. Meaning that even if something good comes out of the square, it's very strong. It may not feel like something good will come out of it, but the outcome can be not as bad as you think.
Well, I have to skip a couple of lines ahead because you got to around where I was before, but
sorry.
You hitting on a point, couple of points that because all right, I'll go there. I say squares can produce fears, right?
Yeah.
And what would be byproducts of fear would be going overboard, trying to prove you could do it. And then you're hit by resistance from the outer world. This stuff can strengthen your character and force you to go on. You know what I'm saying? Or it could help you by meeting obstacles. We grow because you are forced to make adjustments. Adjusting your position makes you stronger. And squares also point to the maturing process.
So just a little side note and like a story, I guess. When I was 7 or 8, I had my first experience with like a square, even though I didn't know astrology back then. I was running down a hallway, right? I was running down a hallway, and a classmate of mine was running down the the lateral, like the lateral.
Yeah.
Hallway. And so when we met at the middle, we like bumped really hard into each other, and I ended up messing up my nose. So my nose has like this little weird curvature thing.
You got the Luke Wilson nose.
Yeah, it could have broken, and that's kind of like the nature of the square. Sometimes like something could break, like
I'm glad
my ACL. But
I'm glad you went there, because too much tension, because a square,
like a rubber band,
a square is tension, right? Mm-hmm. So too much tension can cause exhaustion and make you old before it's time.
Ooh.
Too much tension can also break you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Whereas the trine can make you feel young.
Yes. People without a lot of squares in their chart mature later in life. And they usually tend to take the path of least resistance.
Yeah, they're more relaxed. The square doesn't really allow you to relax. It's almost like you always have to be doing something because you feel like this itch inside of you.
Mm.
Whereas the opposition is like the itch is literally someone in front of you telling you, hey, you gotta go. The square is more, I think, like internal in a way.
Yeah.
All right. Walter D. What does it mean when someone says, are we square?
Or
let's square up.
Let's fight.
Square up is like, let's fight.
No, actually it means, you know, square like, up. I forgot, y'all young. It means let's reconcile the situation, as in, hey, are we square? As in, do I still owe you money?
Are we good or not?
Yeah, are we good or not?
Mm-hmm.
But the, are we square? Or, hey, let's square up, meaning, hey, how much do I owe you so I could pay this off?
Like conflict resolution.
Exactly. That's the energy of the square. Hey, you gotta pay it off. You in that. So the planets in the square, they got to come to a meeting of and say, hey, we got to work together. How we going to do this? I don't like you. You don't like me, but we roommates. So tell you what, you work in the morning, I'm work at night. And that way when I'm sleeping, you gone. And when I'm, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to compromise with those two planets. Going to have to make a compromise somewhere and to reconcile the situation.
Fight first.
I was gonna say, speaking of fighting, I was gonna like go the relationship route, but when two people that, you know, want to be sexually involved, when you have a Venus Mars squares, like sometimes like it could get like, you know, just like what you just said, like conflicting, but tension wise that tension makes you like, you know, want to have sex.
Like the passionate people screaming at each other and then tearing each other's clothes off.
Yeah, like Venus, like person A has Venus square, person B is Mars. You know, like that tension will always be there present. So mm-hmm. You know, like you hear of like people that like are together and like there's all this sexual tension between them. That's because their Venus Mars have like a square going on between each other.
Yeah, like that.
All right. Negatives of a square. To do or not to do. It could actually render you incapable of doing anything at all. You ever heard of a person who can't find their way out of a wet paper bag?
Me? Present. Right here.
Well, hey, that energy may be the energy of your square.
Of course, absolutely. Sometimes I can't choose.
What energy you think feels the negative part of a square the most? Which modality has the trouble with a square the most? Which one do you think?
Water?
No, modality.
Oh, you mean like mutable, fixed?
Yeah.
Fixed?
Yeah, why? Why would you say that?
Well, because it's all in the word. It's fixed. It's stuck. So it's kind of like you're stuck between two things, and it's very hard to choose.
Negative. Another negative aspect is it can lead to your self-destruction.
Absolutely.
Because what about that person who has that square and never. And decides to never give up on something that's impossible to achieve.
Well, in that case, it's the perseverance that the square brings, right?
Well, I'm glad you went there, because the positives of a square can it helps you to achieve the impossible. It could build up your willpower, and it also forces growth.
Yeah.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.